Page 57. Exercise 3. Listening. Type A and Type B personalities.
Okay, our last presentation is by Emily. Emily, are you ready?
Yes. My presentation today is on personality. I'm going to talk about Type A and Type B personalities. This is a topic that has always interested me. So first...
Sorry, Emily. Can I ask something?
Sure. Go ahead.
I have a question. Which type are you?
I'll let you guess the answer to that at the end of the presentation. Let's see. Where was I? Oh, yeah. We can put people into two groups based on their personality traits. In the past, people could discover what type they were by an interview. The interview took about 5 minutes. Some people still use this interview, but it takes a long time. And since the...
Before you go on, can I ask one thing?
Of course.
5 minutes isn't really a long time, is it?
Well, if you interview many people, it does take a long time. Not for the interviewee, but for the interviewer. Anyway, as I was saying, since the late 1970s, most people have used a pencil and paper test to see what personality type they are. But nowadays, there are a lot of online tests you can take.
Could I ask one more question? So, what traits do type A people have?
Well, they are often impatient, and definitely very competitive. They're also hardworking. In fact, many type A people are described as workaholics. They work all the time, and they're often ambitious. Now, type B personalities are very different from type A's. They're patient and relaxed, even easygoing. Some say they are more imaginative, too. Now, which is better? I'm not going to say. But what was I saying? Oh, yeah. Do you think I'm a type A or a type B? Anyone?
Well, you've been very relaxed during the presentation and extremely patient with our interruptions. So I think that you might be...